I'm Jose Merino, Editor-in-Chief of the Neurology family of journals. Neurology, Neurology Genetics, Neurology Neuroimmunology and Neuroinflammation, Neurology Clinical Practice, and Neurology Education. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Neurology Podcast, your best source for practical, relevant, and timely information for neurologists, clinicians, and patients.
Hi, this is Tisha Monteith with the Neurology Podcast. With me today is Todd Schwett, Professor of Neurology at Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona, and co-PI for the MOTS trial. He recently published this exciting paper called Patient-Centered Treatment of Chronic Migraine with Medication Overuse, a Prospective Randomized Pragmatic Clinical Trial that will be out this week. Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I think this is exciting, obviously, because, you know, chronic migraine is such a difficult problem in our neurology and headache clinics.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why don't you tell our audience what the MOTS trial is and the purpose of the study?
Yeah, the MOTS trial was the Medication Overuse Treatment Strategy Trial. So this was a clinical trial that was comparing two different treatment strategies for patients who have chronic migraine with medication overuse. So I do want to just remind everyone that chronic migraine is the migraine pattern in which people experience 15 or more headache days per month. At least 8 of those days, they meet criteria for migraine attacks, and they have to be in that pattern for at least 3 months. And then you can imagine that people who are having such frequent migraine attacks and headaches that they oftentimes end up taking a fair amount of as-needed medications. So, you know, medications that they take to try to reduce or eliminate their symptoms once they're having them. But there are criteria and thresholds, and that if people take these as-needed medications more often than these well-defined thresholds, then they're considered to be in a medication overuse pattern. So the MOTS trial was looking at the best treatment strategy for these patients. And I mean, it was already well known that, of course, these patients should be offered preventive therapy, like preventive medications. But what was unknown and what the MOTS trial investigated was what is the best strategy or recommendation regarding the overused medication. So there was a lot of debate about this. And some would argue that overused medication needs to be immediately stopped. And that doing so will then allow that preventive medication the best chance of providing benefit. However, others would argue that the patient actually doesn't have to do that, that you don't have to immediately stop the overused medication, that as long as they're started on an effective preventive therapy, that their headache frequency and migraine attack frequency will reduce over time. As it does reduce, then the patient will simply need less as-needed medication. And one could argue that that second approach, if it works, would be kind of an easier approach on the patient. So again, that's what we were studying, were these two treatment strategies in the MOTS trial.
And this design was also patient-centric. I know that patients were involved in the design of the study. Can you tell us a little bit about the design?
Absolutely. So yeah, first of all, you're correct. I mean, patients were partners in every way in the MOTS trial. So we had a patient co-investigator and patient steering committee. These folks, these colleagues really helped us to design the study and to select the most important patient-centered outcomes. They helped us with determining the best ways to describe the study to prospective patients who would be enrolled as participants, and then have also helped with dissemination of results. To get back to the design, though, I mean, this was a prospective, randomized, multi-center, open label, and pragmatic clinical trial. So patients were enrolled from 34 different clinics from across the United States that included primary care, general neurology, and headache specialty centers. In total, there were 720 patients enrolled and randomized, and they were randomized 1-to-1 to one of the two treatment strategies. So again, in both treatment strategies, patients received migraine preventive medication. But in one strategy, they were asked to switch off of their overused as needed medication to an alternate as needed medication from a different class, and they could only use that new one on 2 days per week or less often. And then in the second strategy, again, they received preventive medication, but they didn't get any specific recommendation to limit the frequency with which they were taking the overused medication.
And what was the primary outcome?
So the primary outcome was based on the frequency of moderate to severe headache days. We initially looked at the frequency of moderate to severe headache days during weeks 9 to 12 after randomization, and that was set up as a test of non-inferiority. And if the two strategies were non-inferior, then we planned to look at the frequency of moderate to severe headache days during the first 2 weeks after randomization, and that was set up as a test of superiority.
And was the study sample representative?
Well, the sample included 88% were women, which is actually pretty typical of a migraine study. And then about 25% were of a race ethnicity that was other than white, non-Hispanic. As far as the overused medications, simple analgesics were the most commonly overused. That was followed by combination analgesics and then triptans. As one would anticipate, these folks, you know, who had chronic migraine with medication overuse, they had significant burden from their disease. They averaged over 22 days with headache per 4 weeks. They were using as-needed medications on over 21 days per month. They had migraine for about 23 years, chronic migraine for about 11 years, and had been in a medication overuse pattern for nearly 5 years. So again, really severely burdened by chronic migraine with medication overuse.
And what were the main findings of the study?
Yeah, so the main finding were that the two treatment strategies appeared quite similar. So they provided similar benefits. And that was the case during the 9 to 12 week period following randomization, as well as during the first 2 weeks. Now, a secondary analysis, though, did demonstrate that the patients who received recommendations to stop and switch the overused medication were less likely to be in a medication overuse pattern during the 9 to 12 week follow-up period.
How does the study findings inform management of patients with chronic migraine and medication use overuse in the various clinics, both primary care, neurology, and headache specialty clinics?
Yeah, well, I think both treatment strategies are reasonable, and we have evidence for that, and they seem overall to be quite similar as far as the benefits that they'll provide. However, we all know in the clinic that we typically take a more nuanced approach, and I'm sure that's the case here as well. So, you know, for example, we certainly all see patients who even the idea of stopping and switching the overused medication and limiting the frequency of taking an overused medication is just as scary and anxiety provoking to that patient. And we probably know up front, as does the patient, that they're not likely to be very successful with that approach. The MOTT study suggests then for those patients, in many situations, it would be okay to simply put that patient on a preventive medication or optimize their preventive therapy as their treatment strategy. However, there are other situations where this probably isn't the right decision. So number one, if the patient is open and feels that they're able to more quickly stop the overused medication, well, then we should take advantage of that. Other situations where we're worried that the overused medication is causing toxicities or it's causing a lot of side effects, well, obviously these are situations where we should recommend that the patient more immediately switch off the overused medication.
And I know we had a difficult time sending you patients. And part of that is because there's such a heterogeneity between, you know, patients' choice between whether, you know, they want to abruptly stop or they find out about the toxicity and then they say, yes, I want to be off. So, you know, there was a little bit of resistance to randomization. But I think in the real world, it's nice that patients have reasonable choices.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your comment there, because I can tell you I went into the MOTT trial expecting one of those situations that you just mentioned. I mean, I expected that some patients wouldn't want to be involved because, again, they wouldn't want to have to be switched off their overused medication. And that certainly was a reason that some patients decided not to be involved in the MOTT trial. What I didn't really think of or expect as much is the opposite that you mentioned, which is that some patients didn't want to be in the MOTT trial because once they heard about medication overuse, they wanted to immediately switch off, you know, and didn't want to really kind of take the chance of being randomized to the other strategies. That also, you know, really tells us about the importance of education. A lot of patients aren't even told about medication overuse and medication overuse headaches. So, you know, it's important, of course, to educate our patients about this scenario.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Jose Merino, Editor-in-Chief of the Neurology Family of Journals. Once you've listened to today's episode, check out this week's issue of Neurology, the most widely read and highly cited peer-reviewed neurology journal. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
The views and opinions of the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the journal Neurology or the AAN. Disclosures of the participants are included in the show descriptions, reached by a link on the neurology.org website.